The top of the watershed, in any area, is our regulator for natural processes that distribute precipitation of the seasons through the ecosystem. The bottom of the watershed is the collection point for all debris and chemicals carried by the water that flows to its lowest point. In California, water conveyance systems provide critically important value to the state, but with the benefits come shortcomings that have become today's challenges. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Kaitlyn Sisk is chief and spiritual leader of the Winnemem-Wintu Native American tribe living at the top of the upper Sacramento River watershed in California. The native people see, each day, the outcome of ecological changes caused by placement of structures near the top of the watershed.
One of the things that we overlook is the high country and how we've taken the beavers away that used to build the dams, that used to retain the water in the highlands before it filters down. And when the winter comes, those dams are washed out. The beavers rebuild them. The same thing, the cycle happens over and over. In our language, we call them bisuskot, which means our sacred center for life, because everywhere the beavers build the dam, multiple life develops there. You know, the moose come in, the birds come in, the bugs come in, the trout have deep pools to exist, and it repeats itself. But when we put permanent dams, we destroy the systems. Then we've taken all the beavers out, and so our high mountain streams or meadows are changing. They're not meadows anymore. And meadows are made to be like sponges to absorb the waters and trickle-down effect. The Indian people are not up there to move stuff around. They're not propagating the plants. Beavers are gone. The porcupines who cut trees down as well are suffering. They're not in the numbers that they should be. And so we have a lot of work in the high country to slow down the water systems so that all of these streams and rivers have water throughout the year. But instead, you know, we're changing the snowpacks because of this making snow. And when they make snow, that's fake snow is different, so it doesn't pack the way that real snow does. Like we say, most people don't even know what water tastes like anymore because we've done so many things to it that if it's not a water bottle, they don't really think it tastes good.
Kaitlyn recognizes that changes in water flowing through the low points of the watershed also affect its water quality. Consequences of lifestyle choices in California cities, towns, and unincorporated areas of counties join with the sediment load carried in these rivers. This combination develops unhealthy conditions for the ecological systems active in the rivers, delta, and bay. Cleaning up the water pollution caused by mankind's influences is a perplexing condition that is hard to correct.
You know, I think that it's both. It's both in that nobody is paying attention or putting efforts into clean up water. And I'm not even sure they know how. Once they pollute the groundwaters, I don't think they know how to change it and fix it. Because once they dry up an aquifer, they have no idea how to fill it. And so there's a lot of unknown things that man is doing. People are relying on this water. And yet at the same time, they're not taught to appreciate the water that they do get. I see a lot of waste in the water systems, and nobody cares.
Solving society's water problems begins with respect for the resource and a desire to correct the shortcomings of the current set of society choices and conditions. Society changes like this take time. But one thing we can all agree on right now is good, healthy water comes from a good, healthy watershed. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.